In Medina, Mohammed, who was a stranger, found it easier to proclaim himself a prophet than in his home city, where everyone had known him as a simple camel driver. Soon he was surrounded by an increasing number of followers, or Muslims, who accepted the Islam, the submission to the will of God, which Mohammed praised as the highest of all virtues. For 7 years he preached to the people of Medina. Then he believed himself strong enough to begin a campaign against his former neighbors, who had dared to sneer at him and his holy mission in his old camel-driving days. At the head of an army of Medinese, he marched across the desert. His followers took Mecca without great difficulty, and having slaughtered a number of the inhabitants, they found it quite easy to convince the others that Mohammed was really a great prophet. From that time on, until the year of his death, Mohammed was fortunate in everything he undertook. There are two reasons for the success of Islam. In the first place, the creed which Mohammed taught to his followers was very simple. The disciples were told that they must love Allah, the ruler of the world, the merciful and compassionate. They must honor and obey their parents. They were warned against dishonesty in dealing with their neighbors, and were admonished to be humble and charitable to the poor and to the sick. Finally, they were ordered to abstain from strong drink, and to be very frugal in what they ate. That was all. There were no priests who acted as shepherds of their flocks, and asked that they be supported at the common expense.